Okay, good morning, everyone. Today we're starting, today's daf is Naf Nun Ches. We'll pick up at the top, brand new parak, Kadshe Kadoshim. Okay, so the Mishnah starts, Kadshe Kadoshim Sheshachtan Barosh HaMizbeach. What happens? So we know, generally speaking, that the karbanos were shechted, the Kadshe Kadoshim were shechted on the floor of the Azara, of the courtyard. But what happens if someone shechted a karban on top of the mizbech? They took the animal up and they shechted it there. Rabbi Yossi says, ki ilu nishchatu betzafon. It's as if he shechted it in the north, and we'll see in a minute what is that language of ki ilu. It's as if. So that's Rabbi Yossi's opinion. He says, no problem. He says, if you shechted on top of the mizbech, it's just like shechting in the north, and we know that kachet kadoshim need to be shechted in the north. Rabbi Yossi says, we're good. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi here, as Rashi on Amud Beis tells us, is Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. Because we'll see. Then we have Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, Omer, mechatzi ha-mizbech v'ladaram kedaram, mechatzi ha-mizbech v'latzafon kedzafon. So he says as follows, that it depends where on the mizbech you are. If you're on the mizbeach, the southern half of the mizbeach, then it's treated like the southern part of the Azara. And what's the halacha there? We know that all kadoshei kadoshim need to be shechted in the north. So therefore, it's no good. However, if the kohen who shechted the animal was on the northern part of the mizbeach, then it's okay. So that's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi said in the name of Rav Yochanan, Omer haya Rabbi Yossi kule mizbeach betzafon kai. So Rav Asi brought Rav Yochanan, who, as Rashi, who kind of spoils it for us a little bit, tells us Gemara Gemiri La, that he had a mesora, he had a tradition from his Rebbeim, that Rav Yossi was of the opinion that the entire mizbeach was in the north. So the question that the Gemara then wants to deal with is, okay, so if the entire Mizbeach was in the north, then of course you can, it's no problem because you have to shecht in the north and the entire Mizbeach is in the north. So why, if you looked at the language of Rabbi Yossi says that if you shechted on the Mizbeach, it's ki'ilu nishchatu betzafon. It's as if you shechted it in the north. And the question is, if he holds that the entire Mizbeach was in the north, then it's not as if he shechted it in the north, it is the north. So the Gemara says, "Amai ki'ilu." What does it mean as if? If he in fact holds the whole thing is in the north, why say ki'ilu? So the Gemara says, "Mahu detema." I might have thought ba'inan al yarech v'leka. I might have thought you need al yarech, and that's not present here. Kamash malan. Therefore, it tells us that it's still good. What is al yarech? So we say it every morning. We say also al yarech hamitzbech tzafona. So that's in the Parshas HaTamid. So we say that you shecht it al yerech hamizbeach, which means on the side of the mizbeach. So you might think, even though it's true that the entire mizbeach is in the north, maybe when you shecht it on top of the mizbeach, it doesn't qualify as being on the side of the mizbeach, and therefore maybe it will be no good. So therefore, he's coming to tell you that when you shecht it on top of the mizbeach, it's ki'ilu. It's as if you are shechting it on the floor, and it's no problem. You're in the north, and all is good. Okay. Amar le Rabbi Zeira le Rav Asi. So Rav Asi brought Rav Yochanan in saying something about Rav Yossi's view. Rav Zeira says to Rav Asi, Elameata le Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda hachi nami dechetze b'tzafon vechetze b'darom. Alright, so so he says, according to you, now that you've said what you said, that it must be according to Rav Yossi b'Rav Yehuda that he holds that the Mizbeach was half in the north and half in the south. How does he arrive at this conclusion? Because as follows, the way Reb Zera understood what Reb Asi said in the name of Reb Yochanan, who was saying something about Reb Yossi, was, what did he say about it? He said that Reb Yossi holds that the Mizbeach was entirely in the north. So what Reb Zera's understanding is that, how did he know that it was in the north? He didn't have Rashi to tell him that it was a tradition that Rabbi Yossi had received from his Rebbeim. He said, how did Rabbi Yossi know it was in the north? He said, it must be from our Mishnah, because you see that Rabbi Yossi says that it's okay if you shecht it on the Mizbeach, and we know that Kadshei Kadoshim needs to be shechted in the north, so it must be that the Mizbeach was in the north, was entirely in the northern side of the courtyard. Okay, so if you learned it from our Mishnah, So, okay, no problem. So that explains why Rabbi Yossi says that it's okay when it's on the top. But then it must be, if the basis for understanding why Rabbi Yossi says it was okay is because it was all in the north, then Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if it's in the northern half, it is okay because it's in the north, and if it's the southern half, it's not okay because it's in the south, that's what he would conclude. Just like we see Rabbi Yossi holds the whole Mizbeach was in the north, must be Rabbi Yehuda holds that half the Mizbeach was in the north and half in the south, therefore, if you did it on the northern half, you're good, and if you did it on the southern half, it's not good. So that's what he says. Rav Zeir said to Rabasi, Elamayata, now that you've said that we see from our Mishnah is the source that Rabbi Yossi holds it all in the north and that's why it's okay. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, hachi nami dechetzer b'tzafah v'chetzer b'darim. It must be that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was smack dab in the middle, half in the north and half in the south. And that's why he said that if you shecht in the north, it's good, and if you shecht in the south, it's no good. So the Gemara says, v'chi teima hachinami. Maybe that is so. Maybe the way we knew Rabbi Yossi holds it in the north is because he said anywhere you shecht on the Mizbeach is good, and the way Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda knew that it was half and half is because it has to be in the north, and only half of the Mizbeach was in the north. The Gemara says, but I have a problem. If you tell me that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was split half and half, v'ha atu da'amrit mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, you yourself, Rabbi Asi, say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda Shimshachtan Kinegdan Bakarka Psula. He says, you yourself say in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda admits that if you shecht it Kinegdan Bakarka, Rashi proves and explains that we're talking about where if he shechted in the place where the Mizbeach itself sits. Now you might ask, how on earth do you shecht on the part where the Mizbeach is? We'll see, the Gemara will talk about that. But in any event, it says, if you shecht on the ground where the Mizbeach is, it's pasul. So why is that a problem? Because if you understood that he held that half of the Mizbeach was in the north and half was in the south, so if somehow you could shecht underneath the Mizbeach, shouldn't it be that the northern part of underneath the Mizbeach is good and the southern part is no good? From the fact that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that if you shecht on the ground where the Mizbeach is, that it's pasul, it must mean that he holds the whole thing is in the south. So if you understand, if we're learning from our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi's halacha, that it's all in the north, we should also learn Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that it's split in the north and south, is that the Mizbeach was half and half, north and south, but yet we have this halacha that tells you if you shecht underneath the Mizbeach or the area underneath the Mizbeach, that it's all pasul, shows that he holds the full thing is in the south. So the question is, does Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda hold the Mizbeach was half on the north, half on the south, or does he hold it was all in the south? So we have a stira. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Asi said back to Rabbi Zeira, Hachi kam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, actually, unlike what you were saying, is that the way it's not from our Mishnah that we learn that Rabbi Yochanan learned that Rabbi Yossi holds that the whole Mizbeach was in the north. It was a tradition he had from his Rebbeim. So then, if so, so we're saying our Mishnah is not a machlokas about where the Mizbeach was located. Our Mishnah is about something else. So he says, Hachikam Rabbi Yochanan, Shneim Mikra Echa Darshu, that both of them were darshening a single pasuk, because the pasuk says, in Shemos, Mizbeach Adama Tasili, make a Mizbeach Adama, a Mizbeach of the ground, you should make for me, Vizavachta Olav, and you should shecht on it, as Olosecha V'Yashlamecha. As Tzonecha V'Yashbukarecha, B'chomaka Mashayaski, Yashmi Ava V'Lecha V'Yarachticha. So in any event, what it says is that you should make me a Mizbeach, and you should shecht on it, Olos and Shlamim, right? Vizavachta Olav, as Olosecha V'Yashlamecha. So Rabbi Yossi holds, Kula la ola v'kula la shlamim. He says the whole mizbeach can on the entire mizbeach you're entitled to shecht olos and shlamim, right? Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda saver chetziv la ola v'chetziv la shlamim. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda hold that no, the northern part of the mizbeach is designated for olos for kadshei kadoshim v'chetziv, and the bottom half is l'shlamim for shlamim because. Which are not kodshei kodeshim. Okay? So what we're saying is as follows, that the machlokas that they have has nothing to do with where the Mizbeach is. Even if, let's say, the Mizbeach was entirely in the south, the way they're understanding the psukim is that there's a special limit in the pasuk, that the pasuk tells you that on the Mizbeach, you can shecht You can shecht olos and shlamim. And ola is a kadosh kadoshim. So you see that the pasuk is telling you that you can shecht on top of the mizbeach kadosh kadoshim. So maybe everyone holds that the mizbeach, we're going to see it's not that, it's not so, but maybe everyone holds the mizbeach is in the south. And still, on top of the mizbeach, it's a special limud. Where can you shecht it? You could shecht it in the north, as we've always been learning. And you can also shecht it on top of the mizbeach. Okay. So now, it's explaining Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda said you can only do half on the olos, and a half you could do for olos, and half for shlomim. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is going to explain why he says it's split. The pasuk says you shecht your olos and your shlomim. So Rabbi Yossi says that means you could shecht olos or shlomim anywhere you want on the mizbeach. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is splitting it. Why? Because he's saying, if you're telling me that I could shecht an ola, kadshe kadashim, anywhere on the mizbeach, hashta kula la ola kasher kula la shlamim mi boye. So he says, if that's so, that if you can, if you're able to shecht an ola anywhere on the mizbeach, then surely you could shecht a shlamim anywhere on the mizbeach. Now what should this remind us of? Because if you remember, we had, a little while ago, we had dueling kal v'chomers. So we were dealing with the question of how you know that that you could shecht kadshe kalim in the tzafon. So one version had it from a kal v'chomer, and the other version said, no, I needed a pasuk because I might have had a different kal v'chomer. So let's talk about the first kal v'chomer. The first kal v'chomer was, if you see that the north, the tzafon is more kadosh, it's more holy, right? So then, and you can shech kadshe kadoshim there, then the rest of the area of the courtyard is less holy. For sure you can shech. So in other words, it's the other way around. He's saying that if you see that the kadshe kalim could be shechted in everywhere but the north, so you see that its kedusha, it can be shechted even where there's less kedusha, then kal v'chomer, it could be shechted in the north. That was one side saying, I know from a kal v'chomer that kadshe kalim can be shechted in the north. I don't need a pasuk. So that's really what he's saying here also. He's saying that if you see the entire area of the mizbeach is good for an ola, then I don't need you to tell me shlamim, because I'll know kal v'chomer you can have a shlamim, because if it's an acceptable area for kadshe kadoshim, which is more kadosh, then for sure kadshe kalim, which are less kadosh, are able to be shechted there. So that's like the first kal v'chomer that we had previously. So that's why he's saying it can't be that you can shecht everything the ola there. It must be that it's split. It's telling you that you can shecht the ola on the northern part and the shlamim on the southern part, because that would explain why it needed to say both ola secha v'shlamecha, because it's splitting the mizbeach. However, if it was like Rav Yossi says that you could shecht ola anywhere on the mizbeach, I wouldn't need to say shlamim. Okay, so that explains Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. But what about Rabbi Yossi? Why did he say that you could shecht anything there? How does he explain why it needed to write shlamim? If you're able to shecht an ola there, you should be able to for sure shecht the shlamim, and I don't need to tell you the shlamim. So the idach. So what does Rabbi Yossi hold? Itzrich. He says I need it. So kadaitach amino, because I might have thought ola hu de dachik le makom, that an ola is short on space. Avos shlamim de lo dachik le makom emalo. But I would say that you cannot shecht the shlamim on top of the mizbeach because it's not short on space, kamash malan. Therefore, it teaches you that you can shecht both an ola and a shlamim on a mizbeach. So what does this remind us of? This reminds us of the second view. So the second view said, I need a pasuk to tell me that you can shecht kachem kalam in the north. Why didn't you know it from kal v'chomer? Because we had a different kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer said as follows, that if kachem kadoshim were only allocated a little bit of space, meaning in the north, right, and kachim kalim were allocated a lot of space, meaning everywhere else, then therefore, from the fact that it was given only this little space, it's kal v'chomer that you cannot, in other words, if only this little space was designated for kachim, while a big space was designated for kachim kalim, it must be that the kachim kalim cannot be shechted in the north, because then you're invading on the space. It has nothing to do with kedusha. It was a very practical consideration that the kal v'chomer would tell you that you should not be able to shecht kachim kalim in the north. So therefore, we needed a pasuk to tell you you can't shecht them in the north. That was what we dealt with a little while ago. But I think this is similar. This is saying as follows, that if, and as Rabbi Yossi has to explain, why does it need to say both ola and shlamim? If it says ola, I should know kal v'chomer shlamim. He says no, because maybe this is not a kedusha issue that could learn a kal v'chomer like that, but maybe this is a space issue. What's the space issue? Is that the the Kodshei Kodashim can only be shechted north of the Mizbeach. Especially according to the views that the Mizbeach itself, the entire Mizbeach was north of the midpoint. And especially according to the views that the sides of the north are no good, you have a really small space to shecht Kodshei Kodashim. So you would say, if the Pasuk just told you that you can shecht Olos on top of the Mizbeach, I might say, that's because of space issue. They don't have enough space sometimes for the Kodshei Kodashim, so therefore they said you could do it up on the Mizbeach too. But I wouldn't necessarily know you could do Shlamim, hence the Pasuk had to tell us Shlamim. Okay, so this explains the machlokas going on between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yossi, but net, what is it proven? It's come to tell us that not necessarily does our Mishnah establish where they hold the Mizbeach is. And in fact, it can't. Because if Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda was telling you the reason you could shecht half on the north and half on the south, because that's where he believed the Mizbeach was located, then how come subsequently we said that if you shecht in the area of the, underneath the ground of the Mizbeach, that it would be puzzle no matter where it is, seems to imply it's all south. So therefore we're saying the machlokas of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda has to do with this special limud that tells you you could shecht on top of the Mizbeach, which is not necessarily tied to where the Mizbeach is situated. Okay, so now we've basically learned that Rav Asi brings from Rabbi Yochanan that he had a tradition from his Rebbeim that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mizbeach was located fully in the north. Nothing to do with our Mishnah, necessarily. Okay, says the Gemara, Gufa, Am Rav Asi, Am Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Modi Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Shachtan, Kenegdan, Bekarko, Psulos. So this Brisa we learned was the reason we had a question on how could you say Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda holds the Mizbeach was half-half north and south? Because you see that he says if you shecht on the ground opposite the Mizbeach, that it's puzzle, which seems to imply the entire thing was in the south. So now the question the Gemara says is Amrle Rav Acha midifti l'Ravina. Rav Acha midifti asked Ravina. He had a very practical question. He says, "My kenegdam bekarka. What does that mean underneath the mizbeach?" He says, "So he says, how do you get under the mizbeach?" So the Gemara says, "Ilema ama yisod ama sovev." So maybe you'll tell me that when it says that if you shecht opposite the mizbeach, it's no good, is really coming to talk about the yisod, which was the base ama up from the bottom, or the sovev that we discussed, which was six amos up, where the kohen walked around. So the Gemara says, no, that can't be what it says if you're shecht opposite the mizbeach, because hai gufe mizbeachu. That's primary mizbeach space. You can't say that's not the mizbeach, and that'll be puzzle if you shechted there. So the Gemara says, v'od, my kenegdon, some people take out the word kenegdon, but my kenegdon mekarka, in the ground, that's not the ground, that's up above ground. So in other words, first of all, that you shouldn't say it's puzzle if you shecht there, and second of all, how is that a case of the ground? V'chitema, maybe you'll tell me, do'avid mechilos bekarka v'shachet b'hu. Maybe he burrowed under, maybe it's telling you that halacha, that if you burrow a hole under the mizbeach, and you shecht an animal there, it's puzzle. Maybe that's what he was coming to tell you. And that's why I was telling you that it's all in the south, because if you shecht there, it's puzzle, because it's south, it's in the southern part, not in the northern part. But the Gemara says, v'chi agavna mi'ave mizbeach, forget whether you're allowed to do that. That, not only would that be a problem shechting an animal there, it wouldn't even be a mizbeach. Why would it not be a mizbeach? Well, Tanya, we learn, mizbeach adamatasali, that you should make for me a mizbeach of ground, of adama, sheyehe mechuber me'adama, or ba'adama, that it should be attached to the ground, right? Shelo yivnenu lo agabe mechilos v'lo agabe kipin, that you cannot build the mizbeach on top of holes or on top of arches, because how did they make a level space for the Har Habayis? They had arches in those days. You see it when you go to Yerushalayim nowadays. They had arches which held up the floor, right? So the mizbeach itself could not be built on any arches. It couldn't be built on any holes because the pasuk tells you mizbeach adam etasali, that it needs to be a mizbeach made of the ground. So you could not be talking about where you get underneath. Now, anyone know how this is practical halacha l'maisa? The mizbeach being on holes? So I'll tell you. I really am trying not to go off today because I have an ambitious goal where we should get to. But I'll tell you very quickly something interesting. So there's, I discussed this with you a while ago. We had a Reb Chaim, or it was a Brisker Rav, I don't remember, we talked about how the fact that technically speaking, karbanos could be brought now. In other words, there's still a concept of karbanos nowadays that you could bring karbanos. And this is something that the later poskim get very involved in, is could you theoretically shecht the karban today? And there's all kinds of problems with this. We don't have the parah aduma for people who are tamei lemeis, and we don't know exactly where things were located, and we don't know if there's still kedusha in the makom of the mikdash. And the achronim and the poskim talk all about these things. And there's interestingly the chassam sefer, and I think also the yavetz, says something interesting. He says, I have a problem because generally speaking, if it's a karbanos tzibur, how do you have shkalim? You don't have chatzi shekel from all of the Jews. And if it's a carbon yachid, then everyone's tamei. So if it was a carbon tzibur, then tumah hotcher b'tzibur, you could bring a carbon tzibur, but we don't have the shkalim. And if it's an individual one, then there's no tumah hotcher b'yachid, so how do you do it? So the Chassam Sefer says, what's the only carbon you could bring nowadays? You could bring the carbon Pesach, because a yachid brings the carbon Pesach, and if Rov of Klal Yisrael is tamei, you could bring the carbon Pesach. So others argue with this and say, no, there's still lots of problems, including one of the problems, which we're going to see today, is huge machloksim about where exactly the Mizbeach was located. So, it's a problem, because if you wanted to shecht the carbon today, where would you put the Mizbeach? Okay, part of a much bigger issue. I'm not going to get into it too much today, but I'll tell you something very interesting. So people came up with a very practical solution. They said, look, if we know that the Mizbeach had to be on the area that had no, in other words, if most of the Har Habayis was built with arches, but there was a part, the Mizbeach, that had to be on Adama. So if you're going to dig around on the Mizbeach, and dig around in the Beis HaMikdash, what you're going to find is that most of it is built on arches, and then you're going to find a square somewhere that's 32 by 32 that has no arches, and it's all dirt. And you'll know exactly where the Mizbeach was, and that's where you'll put the Mizbeach. So in any event, that's based on this Gemara. Now, does this work? So what people say is, no, it's not going to work. Why? Because when the Goyim came, it says, at the time these tshuvas were written, they said 1,800 years ago, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And in fact, the Goyim wanted to find things there and see what was going on there. They dug. And in fact, according to many, they were digging to try and find the Aron, because we know that the Aron was buried somewhere after the first Bayis. The Bayis Sheni didn't have the Aron. So it said that they dug up. So therefore, what's going to happen is they dug beneath the level of the kippim to where they got to the ground beneath the kippim. So you wouldn't be able to find the area of the Mizbeach. But in theory, it was a nice idea. Nice try. Anyway, so fine. We're trying to figure out, how do you get underneath the Mizbeach? You cannot have holes underneath the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, the Batsri Batsuri. So we're talking about, we're going to see in Meretz Hashem later this week, that while we learned this whole Mishnah, we learned this whole Brisa the other day of you poured the 32 by 32 and then the 30 by 30 and the 28 by 28 and the 1 by 1. In theory, you can make the Mizbeach smaller as long as it's square. So therefore, they're saying what happened here, that if you contracted the Mizbeach and you did a smaller Mizbeach than 32 by 32, and therefore you shechted on the area that used to be covered by the Mizbeach, it would be pasul. Why is it pasul? Presumably because Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was located in the south. The entire Mizbeach was in the southern portion of the courtyard. And if it's all in the southern, then you can't shech kadosh kadoshim there, even if it used to be the makom of the Mizbeach. And even if when it was the Mizbeach, you could shech on it, that's only because it was the Mizbeach. Once it's ground and you've contracted the Mizbeach, so this ground opened up, you can't shech there because it no longer has status as the Mizbeach, and it's not in the north because it's in the south, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So now we understand what does it mean? It says if you shecht on the ground on the Mizbeach. Okay. Now, Amr Abzera. Abzera was bothered by something. He says, we brought here a tradition that Rabbi Yochanan brought, that Rabbi Yossi held that the entire Mizbeach was in the north. And this bothered Reb Zera. He says, Efshir Isa lahadar Reb Yochanan v'lo tanina lo b'masnisin. He says, is it possible that Reb Yochanan had this Mesorah, that Reb Yossi held the entire thing was in the north, and there's no Mishnah that tells it to us? It doesn't make any sense. So, not content to leave it be, nafak dok v'ashkach. So Reb Zera went out, and he searched to try and find a Mishnah that supported this idea that Reb Yossi holds the entire Mizbeach was in the north. And he found something, Disnan, because we learned in the Mishnah in Tamid that says as follows, Biruru Misham Atze Te'ena Yafim L'Sader Marachashnir Shal Ketores Kineged Karen Mizrachi Karen Maravish Dromis Moshech Min Karen Klape Tzafon Arba Amos. Okay, so 1 second. So what's going on here? So he says that they used to have, okay, there were three fires used to be on the Mizbeach. One was the fire that they burnt in Ola, that they put a Mudrim, anything that got burnt on the Mizbeach was in one fire. Another fire, which was smaller, was the fire that they used to use to take the coals that they would use for the Ketores. That, and we're gonna see it had another use as well. That was the second pile. And the third pile was even smaller, which was just, as we know, there was supposed to be a fire on the Mizbeach at all times. So it was this third fire, the one that was always, always lit. Right? So now it's talking about this second pile, the one that you use to make the coals for the Ketores. And it says as follows, it says that he would go and pick, Rashi says, where would he pick from? He says that there was a room that had midira etzim. We've learned about it before. There was a room that had woods, and biru misham atze teina yafim. He would pick nice woods from a fig tree. Now, why is it fig tree? Rashi says something interesting. He says b'shel teina hayu regilin. They used to generally, even though they could pick other things, they would generally like to take fig branches. Why? The tamagada, who it has an agadic reason, shebo haisa takana la Adam Arishon vayasu lehem chaguros. Because after the chet of Adam Arishon, the Rabbanu Shel Olam made him clothes out of fig leaves. So that's why we like to use fig branches. You can something to think about. Why that's a connection? In any event, so we would pick these atzei teina that were nice in order to set up the Maracha Shnei Shel Ketores, to set up this second fire which was used to make the coals for the Ketores. Kineged Karen Maravish Dromis, where would they put this second fire? On the southwestern corner. Mashuch Min HaKeren Klapei Tzafon Arba Amos. 4 amos north of the southwestern Keren. Okay? So and we'll see exactly where it was north of, but basically it was 4 amos up on the southwestern part of the Mizbeach. Now what would they do? Ba'omed chamesh sa'in gecholim. They would put enough wood that they should be able to make 5 saw of coals. And what would they use those coals for? Those coals were used in order to put inside, that when they needed to do the ketores, the Mizbeach HaKetores didn't have fire on it. What would happen? They would bring coals from the Mizbeach HaChitzon onto the Mizbeach HaKetores, and then they would put the ketores on top, and that would cause the smoke to go up. Ubishabis, Baum and Shmona Sain Gecholim. That on Shabbos, this was a second use of that pile on the Mizbeach. They would put 8 saw of Gecholim of coals. Why did they need more coals on Shabbos? Shisham Hayunosan Shne Bazicha Levona Shalechem upon him. Because that's where they used to put the 2 spoonfuls of Levona, of frankincense, that went on the lechem upon him. What was this about? So on Shabbos, we know the Shulchan inside the Heichal had 12 loaves of bread, and they would slide it on, and they would put the 2 things of Bazichin, the 2 Bazichin of Levona. And what would happen? That the next Shabbos, they would come and take it off. The bread, the lechem upon him, would be given to the Kohanim, and the Levona would be burnt. Where would it be burnt? On this second fire on the Mizbeach. So therefore, on Shabbos, they put extra coals there, because not only did they have to get coals for the Ketores, but they also needed to burn the Levona there. Okay. So now, that's the Mishnah in Tamid. So now, the Gemara says, Umay Simana Reb Yosihi. He says, how do we know? So Rashi says, Mahu asimin shehukva lehem lemaracha shniel aktaris vavizichin karen maravish dromis mashach abrahamas heina karen v'latzafon. So he said, what's the simin that this is where they put it? We see the simin from Rabbi Yossi. So it says that Rabbi Yossi, disanya, because Rabbi Yossi taught us something, and from what Rabbi Yossi taught us, we're gonna understand or remember or remind ourselves why this second maracha, the second pile, the second fire needed to be 4 amas from the four amas from the southwestern corner. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says, Zeh Simon, this is something that can help you remember it. Kol hanito b'fnim linosim b'chutz eino nosin ela b'samuch she'ein lefnim. He says as follows, anything that's taken from inside the heichol to be put outside the heichol is only put in the place that is so close that there's nothing closer. Meaning that something coming from in the heichal out to the Mizbeach should be put in the closest place to the Heichal, right? V'chol anita b'chutz linasin lefnim, and similarly, anything that's taken from the outside to be brought into the inside, eino nitol ela b'samach she'en lefnim, should only happen at the place that was the closest to the Heichal. Okay, so this is a simon, because this is tied. In other words, he's saying you should bring something to the closest place, and we're saying that's the simon to the Mishnah and Tamid, which tells you that the Maracha Shnia, the second fire, needed to be 4 amos from the southwestern corner. So now we're going to mix these two, and we're going to try to understand Reb Yossi's how we see that Reb Yossi held that everything was in the north. So we have a Mishnah that tells us that the second fire, the Maracha Shnia, needed to be 4 amos from the southwestern corner. And we have Rabbi Yossi telling us something from the out-in, or the in-out, needs to be the closest place. And those are linked to each other. And because that, they said, it was the simon. So now we're going to understand, how do we prove from this that Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mizbeach was located fully in the north? All right, so start some calculations of measurements of the Heichal and the Mizbeach. So, okay. But first the Gemara is going to figure out what are we talking about that's brought from the out in and from the in out. So it says, Kol anito bifnim linasim b'chutz, my nihu. What is it that's brought from the inside to the outside? Ilema, what are you guys going to think first thing? Because we've been talking about it. Ilema shirayim, maybe you'll tell me, it's the leftover blood, right? But what's the problem with saying it's the leftover blood? Behed yaksib b'hu, el yisod mizbacha ola asher pesach ha'omoid. If you remember, we had 3 psukim. One said pesach ha'omoid. 2 said, a pnei olmoid or something like that. Lefnei olmoid. So when we said, why does it say Pesach olmoid, was coming to tell you that when you come out with the shirayim, you should pour it on the first place that you encounter. And we discussed, was that the western yesod? Was that the southern yesod? We talked about this depending where the Beis HaMikdash was, but maybe you'll tell me that's what Rabbi Yossi is talking about. Something that's brought from inside outside is talking about the Shirayim. But the Gemara says it can't be, because we already had a pasuk to tell you that should be at the closest place. So why did Rabbi Yossi need, what was Rabbi Yossi telling us? Vesu, furthermore, kol anito b'chutz linasim b'fnim ma'inihu. And what is it exactly that we're saying, something that's taken from outside and put inside? Ilema, maybe you'll tell me, Gecholim Shal Yom HaKippurim. It's coming to tell you the coals that the Kohen Gadol used to take into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the Ketores on Yom Kippur. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi was coming to tell us, or the Mishnah and Tamid is coming to tell us that it should be put at the place that's closest to the Mizbeach. He says, Behed Yaksib Behu. That also is written Mefurish in the Pasuk. It says, V'lokach Malag Machala Hamachta Gachalei Eish. So the Pasuk continues and says that he takes the ladle full of coals of fire, me'al ha-mizbeach, from on top of the mizbeach, milifnei Hashem, from before Hashem. So what do you see? You see that you should take it from the area that's lifnei Hashem. Where is that? That means right in front of the Heichal. So therefore we see from a pasuk that the gechalim should be in the place that's right lifnei Hashem. So we don't need this Mishnah. We know it from the pasuk. So rather, what was Rabbi Yossi talking? Well, we don't need Rabbi Yossi. So what was Rabbi Yossi talking about when Rabbi Yossi said something that's taken from inside? Ela kol anito b'fnim linasim b'chutz. When it says something that's taken from the inside to be put on the outside, shnei vazichil levono shalachem upon him. That's talking about the 2 bowls of frankincense. The gamri mishirayim that we learn from mishirayim. Just like the leftover blood is taken to the place that's outside the Heichal, that's closest to the Heichal. So too, the Levona should be taken to the place that's closest to the Heichal. Okay? Hanita b'chutz linasim b'fnim. And what is it that's taken from the outside to be put inside? So we said before that the coals of Yom Kippur, we already know from the Pasuk. But he's saying, rather, what is it? It's gechalim d'chol yuma v'yuma. That is talking about the daily coals, because they used to take coals in order to do the ketores in the morning and the afternoon. The Gamron mi gachalim shayom kippurim, which we learn from the coals of Yom Kippur, just like the coals of Yom Kippur, which are brought from the nearest place on the Mizbeach Achitzon to the Mizbeach Apnimi, to the inner Mizbeach. So too, when you take coals every single day, you should take from the point that is closest to the opening of the Heichal. Okay, so now, what do we have? We basically have the idea that the Maracha Shnia Shel Ketores, which is that second fire which was used for the Ketores to get the coals and to burn the Lavona, should be 4 amas from the southwestern corner. And this is the closest place to the opening of the Heichal. So what we're going to try and figure out now is, where does the Mizbeach need to be located in order that the closest place to the entrance to the Heichal is 4 amas from the southwestern corner of the Mizbeach. Now, obviously, since all of this is trying to find a Mishnaic source for Rabbi Yossi holding us in north, that's what we're going to get eventually. But we're going to go through a series of possibilities. Umay Kasavar. So what does Rabbi Yossi hold in order to figure out that the 4 amos from the southwestern corner is the closest place to the Heichal? I Kasavar Kulum Mizbeach Bedarim Koi. So if he says that the entire Mizbeach is in the south, then Esrim Mishra Boilem Esei. He says, then you would not need to make it 4 amas from the southwestern corner. You would need to make it 27 amas from the southwestern corner. Why? Because if the Mizbeach was smack dab, if the Mizbeach was in the southern part, so where does it start from? It starts on smack dab in the middle of the Azara. So, and it goes down from there 32 amas, right? Now the middle of the Azara was also the middle of the opening to the Heichal. So the Heichal opening was 10 amas, 5 in the north, 5 in the south, right? So if you're going to have the Mizbeach start at that middle point, and the opening to the doorway to the Heichal is 5 amas into that, right? So then how far from the southwestern corner should it be in order to say that it's right where you come out of the Pesach? It has to be 27 amas from the southwestern corner, right? Because you have to go to the southwestern corner, move up 27 amas to 5 amas from the end of the top of the Mizbeach, and that's where the opening is to the Heichal. So it can't, and we said it should be 4. Okay. So it can't be that he holds it was all in the south. Now, v'inami, now maybe you're going to tell me, kazavar kedushas Heichal v'ulam chadahi, that the ulam and the Heichal are really one thing, and therefore, to be keneged Pesach ha'omoed, it could be not just, in other words, the way it worked is that the opening to the Heichal, remember, we had this picture the other day, the ulam was wider than the Heichal, and the Heichal opened onto the ulam. The ulam went 15 amas in either direction more. Now, the opening to the Pesach ha'omoed was 10 amas, half in the north, half in the south. The opening to the ulam was 20 amas, so 10 in the north and 10 in the south. So we're going to say as follows. And let's say you're going to tell me that really the ulam and the Heichal had the same kedusha, and therefore when it said Pesach ha'omoed, that it really meant you could do it opposite the doorway of the ulam. Now the doorway of the ulam, as I just said, was 10 amas in the south, 10 amas in the north. So the Gemara is figuring out maybe the Mizbeach was all south of the line, but the reason it could go further down is because there was actually 10 amas to go down and still be opposite the doorway of the ulam. But says the Gemara, Esther Matarti Bai Mesi, you still need to bring it up 22 amas because the Mizbeach starts in the midpoint. It goes down 32 amas till the southwestern corner. So if you have the southwestern corner and you need to get up to the point that is 10 amas from the top of the Mizbeach, you have to go 22 amas up. And we said 4. So it can't be that it's all in the south, even if you're going to say that the ulam and the Heichal, that even the door of the ulam counts. Okay. So maybe Rabbi Yossi holds chetzio betzafon v'chetzio betdarom, that half is in the north and half is in the south, meaning that the Mizbeach is placed on that center line. Now let's think about it. So if the Mizbeach is placed on the center line, how much of the Mizbeach was in the south? 16 amos, right? So now, if there's 16 amos, now remember, the doorway to the Ohel Moed was 5, right? So how far up should it be from the southwestern corner? 11. Okay, thank you. Otherwise, I should just close up shop. Okay, so it should be 11 amas from there. So why does it say it's 4 amas from the corner? It should be 11 amas from the corner. So that's what the Gemara says. Because of a chetzi b'tzaf and chetzi b'darim, chad sri boi l'meisi. You need to move it 11 amas, not 4 amas. So the Ella, maybe he holds kasavar kedushas heichal v'ulam chadam milsehi. So the Gemara says, oh, well, wait, one second. Maybe the Mizbeach is right on the center line, so there's 16 amas beneath, but we were saying you have to go up 11 because you were looking at the Pesach ha'omoid, but maybe we should look at the Pesach of the Ulam, which was another 5 amas, and now it'll be 10 amas below. But why does that not help us? Because if you have 16 amas from the middle point, and the opening of the door of the Ulam takes you down 10 amas, how many are left? 6. And we said you need four. So it doesn't help us. It still doesn't help us figure out where we are. So it says, Shisba Ilamesa, you need to go up six. El Alav must be, Mishum de Kasavar, Kulam Mizbeach Betzafon Kai. So he says, maybe the entire Mizbeach was in the north. And so therefore, so if the entire Mizbeach was in the north, then where was the Mizbeach started at that center line, right? Now the Pesach HaMoed went up how many amos? Five. Because the Pesach HaMoed was 10 amos, half in the north, half in the south. So therefore, if we're trying to be keneged Pesach HaMoed, it means that the Maracha Shnia needed to be within 5 amos of the southwestern corner. So what the Gemara is going to now say is that when we move it up 4 amos from the southwestern corner, that's the farthest point we can move it, and we had a reason for moving it there. What was that? Vahani arba amos, these arba amos that you move it is ama yesod v'ama sovev. Because remember, when we've been talking 32 by 32, where is that? What is that measuring? What was 32 by 32? Only the yesod, right? So there, once you got up to the sovev, you were at 30 by 30. Once you got past the sovev, you were at 28 by 28. So by the time you reached the top of the Mizbeach, you were down to 28 by 28. So you've already moved 2 amas north from the southwestern corner, right? Now, what happens when you get up to the platform that's 28 by 28? What do you hit? You hit the Karen. You hit the corner of the Mizbeach, one of those horns, right? So you can't put the fire there. So we're now already 3 amas from the bottom of the Mizbeach. And then, says the Gemara, I need an amma for the Kohen to walk around. They need to be able to move around this maracha. So where am I left? That I cannot put the maracha in the first 4 amas of the Mizbeach from the southwestern corner, because the first I have a yesod, then I have a sovev, then I have a keren, then I have walking space. And so therefore, where can I put it? I have to put it after the 4 amas, which is in the 5th amma. But I have to make sure to put it right there. Why? Because remember, if we start at the midpoint in the Mizbeach, and we need to be opposite the Pesach HaOmoed is only 5 amos. So if my first 4 are knocked out, my 5th amma, that needs to be right where I put it. So we're learning that Rabbi Yossi holds that the entire Mizbeach was in the north, and you have to move it 4 amos from the southwest corner, because you have to get past the amma, you have to get past the Yesod, the Sovev, the Karen, and the walking space. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Vahani arba amos, ama yesod, you have the yesod, ama sovev, the sovev, ama makam kranos, you have the horn there, va'ama makam ragle akonim, and then you have the walking space of the kohanim, the chimaski lekame tfei, because if you're gonna move it further than the 4th ama up, su leka pesach, you're no longer covered, you're no longer getting it from the place that is most immediately next to the Pesach HaOmoed, because the Pesach HaOmoed ends at 5 feet, right? So everyone understands now why we need to be 4 amas from the southwestern corner. So which is the only placement of the Mizbeach that works with this Cheshbon is only if you hold that the Mizbeach starts, that the Mizbeach is entirely in the north and starts at that midpoint on the Pesach HaOmoed, and you have your 5 amas, 4 are knocked out, so you're in the 5th amma. Okay, so now we have a good source that Rav Yossi holds that the Mizbeach had to be in the north, because you see Rav Yossi was the one who tied this whole thing together, that you need to be at the closest point, and that has you explaining the Mishnah why it's 4 amos from the southwestern corner. So we're good. So Rav Zero was bothered. I don't know where Rav Yossi, wouldn't it be in a Mishnah somewhere? Now we found a source in the Mishnah for Rav Yossi holding that it's in the north of, that it's in the entire Mizbeach is in the north. Okay. Amar Rav Adar Bar Abba. Rav Adar Bar Abba says, Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. Hold on. I can tell you that this Mishnah in Tamid that talks about it being 4 amas from the southwestern corner is really Rabbi Yehuda. This Sanya, because we learned in a Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mizbeach Mamutza Va'omed Be'emtza Hazara. So he says as follows, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we have an express view of Rabbi Yehuda that the Mizbeach was smack dab in the middle of the Hazara. Okay. So he says, and it had 32 amos in the Mizbeach. Eser amos keneged pischo shel heichol. So he says, 10 amos opposite the heichol. Achas esrei amo mikan, vachas esrei amo mikan. And I have 11 amos on either side other than the Pesach HaMoed. So what's he saying here? You have a Mizbeach, it's 32. It's right on the middle, it's on that middle line north-south. So 10 amos of the Pesach Chol Hamoed is covered. How many amos are left of the Mizbeach? 22. Because it's 32 minus 10. So then you have 22 divided by 2. There's 11 were north of the Pesach Chol Hamoed, and 11 were south of the Pesach Chol Hamoed. So and then he observes, Nimsa Mizbeach Mechuvin Keneged HaHeichal. And therefore you see that the Mizbeach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, was exactly across from the Heichal. Why? Because how large was the Heichal? The Heichal was 20 amos large. It had an opening 10 amos, but the Heichal itself was 20 amos large. And its walls were each 6 amos thick. So if you think about it, how large was the full Heichal complex was 32 amos. Because 20 inside, 6 and 6, 32. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying, I think it's right in the middle, and it lines up well because the Mizbeach is directly parallel to the Heichal with the same dimension of 32. But what do you see? So therefore we're saying maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda. So now the Gemara says, but hold on, how does it help? We already dealt with the theory that maybe it's located smack in the middle, and we had a problem. What was our problem? We said, Sof Rabbi Yehuda, Chatzroi Boy Lemesi. It should be 11 up from the southwest corner, because if the Mizbeach was smack dab on the center, right? So there was 16 amos above in the north and 16 amos in the south. If 5 was the opening of the Heichal, because the Heichal was 10 and this was the southern half of the opening, so you're left with 11 amos, and you would need to take it from the southwest corner up 11 amos to be across from the opening to the Pesach Chol Hamoed. This was the same question we asked before when we were theorizing that maybe Rabbi Yossi holds that it's in the middle. So how did you help yourself? How would Rabbi Yehuda explain why, if it's smack in the middle, the Mishnah says it should be 4 up, it should be 11? So now we're going to ask the same question as before. Maybe you'll tell me that the Ulam and the Heichal have the same Kedusha, and therefore, to be Pesach Chol Hamoed, you do not have to do it across from the opening of the Olamoy, but rather you could do it across from the opening of the Ulam, which was 20 amos, so therefore you have 10 amos beneath. Now what did our Gemara say before? The Gemara says, Shispoy Lemesi. But you still need 6. Why? Because if the Mizbeach was smack in the middle, and then you get 10 amos to still be connected the opening of the Ulam, so from 16, you've taken down 10, you still have 6. You still need to bring it up 6 amos from the southwestern corner. And we said how many? 4. Thank you. So we say, so the Gemara says, Mi savrit hani arba amos bahadi ama yisod ba'ama sovev. He says, well, 1 second. Who said when we're counting 4 amos that we were starting from the far southwestern corner by the base? It doesn't make sense to start from there, because where were you putting the fire? You were putting it on the top of the Mizbeach. So just calculate from the top of the Mizbeach. And then therefore, Arba Amos Bar Me Ama Yesod Ba Amos Sovev. So therefore, it was 4 Amos if you exclude the Ama Yesod and the Ama Sovev. So what we're saying is really, this Mishnah that says you should put it on 4 Amos up from the southwestern corner was Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's smack in the middle. So then how do we calculate that it's 4 Amos up from the middle? So there's 16 Amos beneath. We're saying 10 amos are still connected the Pesach of the Ulam, which has the same Kedusha as the Pesach Omoy. So you knock out 10, we're at 6. But then we're going to knock out 2 amos on the other side, because we're going to knock out the Yesod and the Sovev, because that's not a place where you would put it. So then, on the top of the Mizbeach, which was relevant to putting a fire, the closest place to the Pesach Ulam is 4 amos up from the southwestern corner. Okay? So therefore, we've now demonstrated that the Mishnah in Tamid maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda who says that the Mizbeach is in the middle, and there's no proof that it's Rabbi Yossi who says that it's in the north. Now, mind you, we haven't uprooted the fact that, in other words, it could be Rabbi Yossi, it just maybe also could be Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, V'nukmak Rabbi Yossi uv'mumutza. So the Gemara says, oh, wait a second. Why are you switching to say that this Mishnah in Tamid, which was linked by a siman to Rabbi Yossi, is really Rabbi Yehuda? Why not say it's Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi holds that the Mizbeach is smack in the middle, and we just figured out how you'd calculate 10 keneged the Ulam, 2 for knocking out the Sovev and the Yesod, and it's 4 up. So in other words, why are you assuming that the Mishnah in Tamid is going like Rabbi Yehuda, shouldn't you say it's going like Rabbi Yossi, who's the one who gives the simon for it? We say Mishun to Rabbi Yehuda Shemana Le Mumutza Behedya. So, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who says explicitly that the mizbeach is right there on the center, and therefore we prefer. The Rav Adar Bar Ava, I think, is the one who said this, preferred to say that it is Rabbi Yehuda. So, what do we have? We have a Mishnah in Talmud that says it can be four amas up from the southwestern corner. We've demonstrated that could be Rabbi Yossi and him holding that the entire Mizbeach was in the north, because then you knock out the Yisod, the Sovev, the Keren, and the walking space, and you're there. Or it could be Rabbi Yehuda holds it in the middle, and the Ulam is 10 amas down, and then you knock out the Yisod and the Sovev, and you come up four amas from the southwestern corner, starting from the Keren, you also get to the Pesach Olamoid. Okay, so we now have two people who could be two Tanayim who could be this Mishnah. Rav Shavya Amar, Rav Shavya says as follows. Hamani, who is this? Rav Yossi Aglili. It's Rav Yossi Aglili he. The Sanya, I'm gonna try and cover some ground here because it'll finish all these calculations and we'll see if we have enough time. Okay, so Rav Yossi ben Glili says, so Rav Shavya says it could be Rav Yossi Aglili. Why? Because the Sanya, we learned in a Braisa, Rav Yossi Aglili Omer, Rav Yossi Aglili says, Mitov Shenemar, since it says, Vinasata Esakir Ben Oel Moed, the Pasuk says, that Vinasata Zakir ben Oel Moed ben Mizbech Vinasata Sham Mayim. So it says that you should put the kir was where the Kohanim used to wash their hands and feet, you should put it between the Oel Moed and the Mizbeach, right? So therefore I would think, where would it line up? That you have the Pesach Oel Moed, which leads across to the Mizbeach, and we'll put the kir right there. Perfect. The Pasuk says that's where you should put it. Yes, Mizbeach Ola. So he says, Mizbeach bePesach Olmoid velo Kiyor bePesach Olmoid. So the Gemara says, but I have a problem because we say in the pasuk that in Shemos it says Veis Mizbeach Ola Sham Pesach Mishkan Olmoid. That it says that you have the Mizbeach Ola, and there was the Pesach Mishkan Olmoid. So that implied that the Mizbeach was unobstructed from the Pesach Ol Moed. So we have a problem here, because we have one pasuk that tells us that there was nothing between the Mizbeach and the Ol Moed, because they have to be next to each other from the pasuk. And we have another pasuk telling us that the Kiyor was between the Mizbeach and the Ol Moed. So how does it work? So the Gemara says, so the Braisa says, Heichan Haya Nosno, so it says, Beno Ulam Lemizbeach, Mashuch Kima Klape Adarim. So it said, rather, they would put it, you would find the area where the Mizbeach was across from the Ulam, because you're no longer across from the entranceway, because you can't be across from the entranceway, and you move a little bit south from there. So basically, if this was the Mizbeach, this was the Pesach Ol Moed, right? So you would go down to the bottom, take it south a little bit, and that's where you would put the Kiyor. That's what the Braisa says. Now we're going to try and figure out what is this talking about. So my kasavar, ikasavar, so what is Rabbi Yossi Aglili when he says to do that? What is he hold? Ikasavar kulam mizbeach bedaram koi, that the entire mizbeach is in the south. He says, nukme mikosel hecho vilad. Okay, so now what the Gemara is trying to figure out is the following. That why not just put it, in other words, so if the mizbeach was lined up at the Pesach Ol Moed 10 amos, right? So, and you can't have anything obstructing. So why are you going all the way south of the Mizbeach? Just go right south of the entrance, and at least it will be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Why are you taking the whole thing entirely south of the Mizbeach? Remember, we had one that said it should be between the Mizbeach and the Pesach Ol Moed, one that said that space should be blank. So let's take it a little bit down from there. All the way down south of the Mizbeach. So now we're trying to figure out. Ikatava kula Mizbeach bedaram kai, nukmoy mekosal hechavala daram ben ulam le Mizbeach. So he says what I just told you. In other words, if the Mizbeach was all in the south, so the first five amos are covered by the Pesach Ol Moed, right? And that you can't have anything obstructing, so then put the kiyor right beneath that. So therefore, that doesn't make sense that it was all in the south. So maybe you'll tell me, no, the reason I have to go further south is because it can't be Pesach Ol Moed, And the not only is the Ol Moed considered Pesach Ol Moed, but even the Pesach Ulam, which was another five amas down, is also Pesach Ol Moed, and that's why I have to go further south. So the Gemara says, Nukmi v'kosa ulam al-adaram, b'bein ulam l'mizbeach. So he says, no, but that doesn't help, because why do I have to go all the way south of l'mizbeach? Fine, so you're right. So if the mizbeach starts at the midpoint, so I have five amas of the Pesach Ol Moed, another five amas for the Pesach Ulam, so I'm 10 amas down into the mizbeach, and then put the kior. Why do I have to go all the way south of the mizbeach? So we say, inami kasavar chetzer b'tzavar chetzer b'darom. So he says, maybe the Mizbeach was halfway there, was on the north-south line, and therefore, so there's 16 amas down, and we're saying you can't put it in that first five. So the Gemara is saying, nukmin b'kosal hechav al-darom ben ulam ulam Mizbeach. So he says, wait, so then take it down five amos, right, and put it down at 11 amos from the bottom of the Mizbeach. Why are you saying it has to go all the way south of the Mizbeach? V'inami, maybe you'll tell me, kasavar kedushas ulam hechal chadahi. So he says, maybe you'll tell me that it has to go down 10 amas from the middle. He says, nukmi mikolso ulam v'ladarim bein ulam v'lamizbeach. So he says, well then fine, I'll take it down, if it's right on the center point, there's 16 amas to go, I'll take it down 10 to cover not only the Pesach Ol Moed, but the Pesach of the ulam, and I'll start the kior right there. Why do I have to go south of the Mizbeach? Elolav mishum de kasavar kula Mizbeach betzafon. So he's saying, so rather, it must be that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, when he says this, holds that the entire Mizbeach is in the Tzafon, right? So therefore, I have the Mizbeach starting at the midpoint. The Pesach Ol Moed is opposite it. And I'm gonna put the Kior right to the south of the Mizbeach. Why? Because that's fine, it's not between the Mizbeach and the Pesach Ol Moed, so it's perfect. I put it right beneath the midpoint. So now it finally makes sense. Why are you sticking the kior immediately to the south? Now some would understand that it can't be across the Pesach Ol Moed at all. So when it says moves it down a little bit, you move it down right to beneath the Pesach Ol Moed. But in any event, this is the first time that it makes any sense as to why you're putting the kior all the way south of the Mizbeach itself. So it says, Kinami mukmas lo mikosel hechav latzafon. So the Gemara says, well, one second. In other words, why are you putting it in, now it's just asking, why are you putting it in the south? Maybe you should put it in the north once you get past the doorway of the Hechel. So once you're five amos up and you're past the doorway of the Pesach Ol Moed, to put the kior there in the north. Why are you saying to put it in the south? So we say, Havalei Bein Ulam V'Lemizbeach, Havalei Bein Ulam L'Menizbeach. He says, but no, that's a problem. Because if you put it five amos up, then you're across from the entrance to the Ulam, and the Ulam and the Pesach Ol Moed have the same Kedusha. So you can't go across from the opening to the Ulam. So the Gemara says, V'nukum v'kozu Ulam v'latzafon b'vein Ulam v'lamizbeach. So he says, so fine. So move it up five more Amos. So maybe the Mizbeach starts at the midpoint. You move it up five Amos because that's the Pesach Ol Moed, another five Amos because that's the Pesach Ulam, and put the Kior right there. Why do you put it in the south? So Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Tzafona. It says that you put it in the north, that it says, Mizbeach Tzafona Lifnei Hashem, that you do it in the Tzafon. Now it could have said, it could have said Tzafon. Why did I have to say Tzafona? Sheyu Tzafon Poni Mikalim. So he says that by saying Tzafona, it brings to mind Pona, which is cleared, it was clear from anything, which is telling you that when you shecht the carbon in the north, it should be clear of anything else besides the Mizbeach. Just the Mizbeach was there. So therefore, we don't want to put the kior in the north, therefore we put it in the south, and it makes perfect sense according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Mizbeach was entirely in the north, so you couldn't put it, so therefore you take the midpoint of the Pesach Ol Moed, and you either put the kior right there to the south or five amos down to the south, but it now makes sense why it's to the south. Okay, so now what do we have? We end up with three different versions of what our Mishnah and Talmud could be telling us. It could be telling us it's all in the north, like Rabbi Yossi, and that we learned from coals of the Maracha Shniyah. It could be that it's in the middle, like Rabbi Yehuda, and the reason it's four is because he holds the Pesach Ulam, so you go down from the middle 10 for the Pesach HaMoed and Pesach Ulam, you knock out the Yesod and the Sovev, and you're left with 4, so that makes sense according, so you could explain the Mishnah and Tamid that either it was all in the north or that it was smack in the middle. Or you could bring Araya, the Reb Yossi Aglili is the one, and or you could even say the Mishnah is talking about where it's all in the north, and it's not necessarily Reb Yossi. So we have no proof that it could be Reb Yossi, and Reb Yossi holds that, but we have not found a Mishnaic proof that Reb Yossi that Reb Yossi holds that it's all in the Tzafon, because you could say that that Mishnah, maybe it holds it's all in the Tzafon and it's going like Reb Yossi Aglili, or maybe you hold it's not all in the Tzafon and it's smack in the middle and it's going like Reb Yehuda, so we have no Mishnaic source for Reb Yossi. And remember, this whole long thing was Reb Zeiro was trying to find the Mishnaic source. Just to finish up very quickly, Tana de Palagale de Reb Yossi Aglili, Reb Elazar ben Yaakovi. There's also a Tana who argues on Reb Yossi Aglili, and that's Reb Elazar ben Yaakov. The sign Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Amar Tzafona Shehe Tzafun Panoi Miklum Vafilu Min HaMezbeach. So Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says it can't be in the, and not only could the Kiyar not be in the north because it needs to be Tzafona cleared out, but rather, even the Mizbeach couldn't be in the north. So therefore, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the Mizbeach was entirely in the south. Who is that like? That's like Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda that we had on Amun Aleph that said if you cut out the Mizbeach and made it smaller, you couldn't shechter because it's all in the south. So we have Reb Yossi Reb Yehuda and Reb Elazar ben Yaakov who hold that the Mizbeach was fully in the south. We have Reb Yehuda who holds at the middle. We have Reb Yossi Aglili and Reb Yossi who could be holding that it's all the way in the north. And we'll cut off there. Okay. Have a good day.